Patricia Graham holds a sign high above her head with a young woman's face on it.
That's my sister Jody. She was born in November 4th, 1966 and was murdered in 1991 when her daughter was 5 years old.
Jody Erickson was 26 years old. Graham says Erickson took care of her siblings when she was growing up, and her death was a loss for everyone in their family.
And it was from a man who said if he couldn't have her, nobody could. And he was a violent man, so she refused him and he took her life.
Erickson's killer saw jail time, but Graham points to the numbers of people lost just like her sister that are never found, and their cases are never closed. Alaska Native people are murdered at rates far higher than the national average, according to the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center. But experts say the numbers are hard to track because many of these cases are underreported or misclassified. With her drum in hand, Mechuk Jess Kinville leads a group of singers in a song she wrote about missing and murdered Indigenous people.
It's called Stolen Prayers because we are the prayers of our ancestors, and when one of us is taken, it's a stolen prayer.
Kinville wrote the song when she was mourning her own missing relative, her cousin Tracy Day.
I was just kind of dealing with the grief and the sadness of missing her, and I started thinking about all the people that are hurting right now. And I started praying, and I asked Creator, I said, what can we do to help people heal? What do we need? And the song just came to me.
Kinville says it's a prayer that became a song. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery.